Welcome everybody, Shir number 791, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting question. It's all again in our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, which we're trying to finish up. How many important halachas we found over here, Baruch Hashem, that pertain to daily and weekly basis in the Hilchos Brachos all over. Okay, even though it's halachas of Betzias HaPas. Okay, but be it as it may, interesting question. We spoke about the Berachas HaNenin, Berachas HaMitzvahs. Is it a bracha for Hanari? We said just a chazri over again. If I make a person wants to make a shahakal on a candy, right? A person wants to eat a candy. I'm not eating a candy, so, but the person, whatever, they can't make the bracha at this point or whatever, so I'll make the shahakal and he'll eat the candy. You can't do that. Berachas HaNenin, when it's a bracha for, you know, regular bracha for pleasure, in other words, not a mitzvah, for example, like we spoke about Kiddush, Havdalah, these type of things. So then we said a person cannot make the bracha for somebody else unless they themselves are eating. Now, obviously, if I'm eating a candy and somebody else is eating a candy, right, so I'll make the shahakal and they want to have a mind. So they listen to the bracha and I have them in mind, so that's fine. I'm eating also a candy, and they'll eat a candy. So that's okay. It's always better for the person themselves to make the bracha, but that could be done. But again, the birchas hanenin, one has to be very careful. When it's birchas hamitzvahs, right, for a mitzvah, so then we said it's okay, even though the person themselves is not doing the mitzvah. So interesting case brings down the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos over there in conjunction with on page Tof Lamed Gimel in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, in conjunction with this whole thing. It comes up on Shabbos. Again, we're not doing Hilchos Shabbos right now. There's Hilchos Brachos, but a lot of these things cross over Shabbos when it comes to Birchos HaMitzvos. We know these type of things. You have Kiddush, you have Havdalah, and so on. So he brings down, he says like this, V'chein le'inyin birchas hayayin. We were talking about if the one who makes the hamaitzi or whatever, all these different type of things, if they talk out. So the same thing, V'chein le'inyin birchas hayayin. If somebody makes kiddush, right? V'chein le'inyin birchas hayayin. Somebody makes kiddush, v'havdala, he says. V'chein le'inyin birchas hayayin, shebekiddush, v'havdala. Okay, and again, on page Tof Lamed Gimel in our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Piskei Tshuvos, asher shesias hakoyz hu likuva, that whereby one has to drink the cup. If that person can't make the bracha, can't drink it, somebody else, whatever, the people being yaitzeh there, somebody has to drink, right? Otherwise, you it's no good. You can't just make kiddush and nobody's going to drink. That's not how it works. So by kiddush or by havdalah, it's ma'akev. It's, in other words, it has to be done. Drinking of the cup has to be done by somebody. V'lachen im hifsik hamavarech. Oh, so now the question is, so now let's say the person is making kiddush and is whatever, 5-6 people are being yaitzeh with his kiddush. Now the person makes kiddush and he talks out and he didn't drink from the cup and nobody else drank from the cup. So turns out the kiddush is no good. He says v'lachen im hifsik hamavarech, the one who made the bracha, right? Kol zman shaloi tam, who, as long as, and so the person made the bracha, they made kiddush, fine, and they had everybody in mind, no problem. But now he spoke out before he took a sip or before somebody else took a sip. Let's say, for example, case in time, person can't drink, whatever the case is, or sometimes somebody else will drink, whatever. Kolzman shalei tom, who? Oy echad mei hashaimim, or at least somebody else from the people who are being yaitzi, right? Adayin habracha lechala al klum. So then the bracha was not chal. The point is over here, when there's two things. Number one, you have a kois of wine or grape juice, whatever the case is, depending on the situation, somebody has to take a drink in order for it to be chal. In other words, chal meaning a connection. You have to have the connection. How do you have the connection between the bracha, birchas hamitzvahs, right, of this bracha of the mitzvah of kiddush or the mitzvah of havdalah? The connection, the completion, if you want to call it, is when the person takes a drink, or if somebody else took a drink, whatever, of that cup, right, whatever, be it as it may, again, depending on the situation. But when that does not happen, so the completion of the mitzvah is not done, so v'ein yaitzeh midei chayvo asei habracha. So they're not going to be yaitzeh. That's a big problem. The person's not going to be yaitzeh. So he brings this down from the Mishnah Berurah. So again, so that's the bottom line. So let's read again real quickly to review. Lachin mehifsek hamavarech kolzman, if the person making kiddush or havdalah spoke out, kolzman shalai tam hu ay echad neshamim, as long as if it's a case in time where he did it, he spoke out, but before he drank or nobody else drank, in other words, nobody took a drink from the wine, so then ay echad neshamim adayim bracha loy chala al klum, so the bracha was not chal on anything. In other words, it's sort of like bracha in vain, right? Not sort of like, it is. And the person would not be yoytze there chayv, and not just him, but nobody, because the mitzvah was not completed. Okay, so that's an important thing to keep in mind. Although it's Shabbos, it's in dealing with Kiddush, Abdallah, one has to be extremely, extremely careful not to talk out before somebody takes a drink. Okay, so one more quick thing was brought to my attention also. Interesting that by Kiddush, not Friday night. Friday night is a little bit easier, people understand. But let's say even by day, when you only say Alkem Berech, or certain Psukim, or some people Savri, whatever the case is, whatever everybody's minig is, but Kiddush Rabbah by day, so now that's also that would have a halacha of not so much Berachas Hanenin, but Berachas HaMitzvahs, whereby somebody could be Moitzi somebody else even without drinking. So for example, some women, let's say there's a Kiddush going on, some women came in, and the men are in the middle of eating, whatever, the people are in the middle of eating, so a man gets up and makes Kiddush for a few women, and they would drink. They would drink from the wine or grape juice or whatever the case is, even though the man himself, he'll make Kiddush, let's say, for these few women. I'm just giving you an example. It could be men for men also. So he'll make Kiddush, but even though he's in the middle of eating, so he's not going to make, drinking the wine or the grape juice, he's not going to drink it because he's already done. So he can make since he's making it as a din of Kiddush. In other words, the women can't eat without Kiddush, right? Nobody can't eat without Kiddush. So it has a din of Birchas HaMitzvahs, whereby the man could actually also make a bracha for a man for a man or man for a woman, whatever the case is, even though they themselves are in the middle of eating and they're not going to be drinking the wine when they make the Kiddush Rabbah. They'll say Savri, whatever the case is, and Bar Pri HaGafen or whatever, and then one of the women or somebody else will drink. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlachem Baruch, Kol Tov.